Unavailability is one order in the building.
Yeah. And yo, Black, it's time.
Word's timing.
It's time, man.
One order radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are going to jump on sound. You cannot cross the border. Cause we are clad body. You will come, we kill you already. And you are the follower of them. There is no form of threat to we call. When it comes to lyrics, we have it. So,
time goes by, and I for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that leave. It's over, killer.
I get money, I get money.
Yeah.
You are now tapped in with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, SFU.
What's going on, people?
Yes, yes, sir. We got Digi in the building. Boom, 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 boom.
Yo, what's up?
Come on, man. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams, man. And you was just tapped in and tuning in to Earth Riot. Oh, man. Can we get an Earthaluya?
We got an Earthaluya.
Oh, man. They was talking down on Donnie T.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
A lot of people is talking down on Donnie T.
Give the man a break.
I mean, we got to stop acting like, you know, people in political positions are saints.
Mm-hmm.
Are they saints, Digi?
No, they're not saints. They're people, just like you and me.
Right?
Just like you and me.
Maybe they have a little bit more money. Maybe they got a little bit of a more of a reach. But in the end, we got to stop acting like these people are saints. I mean, they said that he had raped somebody. There's no conviction of that.
Yeah, I never heard that.
The man slept with a porn star, apparently, right? No. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, whew, come on, man. What are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's always interesting to see people's perspective and how wrapped up they can get in watching the TV and watching social media and how it just warps, you know, your thinking.
Yeah.
Because we take those things on face value and we think that that's the absolute. When that's not really the absolute, you know? And I was listening to a show prior to it, and they were talking about climate change and global warming. And, you know, I honestly think that a lot of it is propaganda, you know? I was watching a movie last night called The Cleaner, and it's a dope movie, you know? And it was about these two brothers who had a company, energy company, and the main character, her name was Joy. I think it was Joy. And, Joanna. And she had an autistic brother named Michael, and she was a cleaner, a window cleaner, right, for this building. And so she's doing her thing, and her partner ends up being the protagonist. He ends up being an enemy. And so the two brothers, the Milton brothers, they own this company. They're having a party, and it gets sacked. It gets raided by these environmental extremists. That's the words they used.
Extremist.
Yeah. You know how they like to do extreme when people want to fight for the planet. And basically it ended up, you know, turning into them having all those people who were a part of this company. They basically got them to confess their crimes, right, on how they were taking bribes, how they were spilling all of their oil into the ocean. They even ended up whacking this one lady who was a part of that environmentalist group. And so these guys get them to confess all this stuff. And then, you know, the goal was to have it stream online so that the world would see, yo, this is what's really going on, right? Mm-hmm. And so I often think, you know, like, okay, you know, now according to certain people, right, you know, the earth has been here for over 66 trillion years, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in certain teachings, you know, man's always been here, right? Because man equals mind. And then we can look at the word man, you know, the oldest, one of the oldest definitions of man is mana, written in Sanskrit. And mana means mind. It means thought. It means consciousness. It means concepts, perceptions. Man, right? So man is mind, and the mind has always existed, you know, so therefore man has always existed. The only thing that has taken away from that is, you know, us placing birth records on these things, right? And so, you know, the earth has been here for 66 trillion years, and really, there isn't going to be any human species that is going to destroy the earth. This is my humble opinion. Ain't nobody's going to destroy the earth. The earth always going to be here. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be here. You know? I mean, there's certain other teachings from other different places that, you know, say that this is not even the first earth. This is actually around the third or fourth earth. So, it's climate change and you know, I would say that just always don't take things on face value, right? Just don't take things on face value. Do your own research, you know? Do your own research and really see, okay, is what people are saying actually true or not, right? Do your own research, because that's what it means to have knowledge itself, really, is to do the knowledge. It's to have a knowing rather than just believing without any kind of evidence, right? Is a having a knowing. You can show 100% without a shadow of a doubt what you are saying is right and exact, right? Right and exact. That's why I say I think it's propaganda, right? Because I haven't completely studied 360 degrees of climate change and global warming. However, I have seen previous research that would suggest that, you know, the planet has been even hotter than it is now, right? And, you know, there's a lot of pseudoscience out there, right? There's a lot of pseudoscience out there. And it's funny, man, because, I mean, there was a lot of racial pseudoscience, you know, archaeological, anthropological pseudoscience, you know, that said that, you know, black people came from apes and we were monkeys and all that kind of nonsense that, you know, came with Darwinism. And, you know, there's a lot of atrocities that were committed even within.
That was disproven too, bro.
Very much so. In that we don't have any Neanderthal in the African bloodline whatsoever, right?
It was proven the other way, actually.
It was.
It was.
It was. So there's a lot of pseudoscience out there, right? And so it's always important for, you know, people to do the knowledge, make sure that, you know, your sources are right and exact and correct, and that's what you do, man. Because, you know, I don't know about you, Digi, but I don't like to be fooled.
No.
Right?
No.
You know?
I'm not with the foolery these days.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? See, a fool can be a fool, but he can't be a wise man. A wise man can be a fool, you know what I mean? Because he's wise. He knows how to play. Right, you know how to play the game, right? So you don't want to be a fool. Well, then do the knowledge so that people can't trick you. You know what I'm saying? That's the key to everything, man, is the knowledge, because the knowledge is the foundation of everything in existence. It really is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's we got a couple interviews coming up, and you know, next week we're gonna interview Mr. Grizzly Winter. And, you know, one of my brothers in the community here, you know, great artist, definitely a man of different hats. He's done the managing role. He's done acting. He's a good man. And me and him have, you know, we started a business together. And, you know, that's elevating as well. So we're going to have Grizzy Winter, you know. And then we're going to have Marshall come on and Eclipse. And, you know, they're hosting Uncle Murda. You know, for all the hip-hop fans who know Uncle Murda is, Uncle Murda is coming here May 8th at the Red Room. And, yo, that's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, I might slide through there, you know. Mm-hmm. Uncle Murda getting into Canada? Damn.
Right?
I wonder how much he had to pay to get...
Is he gonna show?
Yeah. Well, his first show is supposed to be in Vancouver.
Well, let's see.
Willfully, you know, he does. Because obviously, you know, brothers putting money up for that. And we, you know, that'd be a loss, right? But we ain't gonna speak that into existence, you know. But
has he been to Toronto? Has he gone to Toronto?
No, he hasn't. Vancouver.
What do you see?
No, he said this is gonna be his first Canadian tour.
Maybe he's got his pardon or something then.
Probably a waiver.
Waiver of some sort, yeah.
I mean, you're rolling with 50, so I'm sure 50 can take care of that for him, you know what I mean? I'm
pretty sure. 50's got a little pull.
He's got some pull, man.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody in Treeport is in agreement with him, you know, especially when he made this political speech about... I'm going to just leave it there. I'm going to leave it there. But you know, I would agree that 50 is definitely a businessman, and he's done very well for himself. And you know, you can always learn something from somebody.
And he is putting hip hop out there, truly.
He is.
He is, just like Diddy was putting hip hop out there.
Ooh, speaking of which, some more charges added. More. It just seems like the same ones, though. But. You know, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that. You know?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
That is a good, good story to come for the hip hop nation to watch, actually.
Shoot, for anybody, man. I mean, think about his hands was everywhere, you know? Not even just in the rap game, like. You know, the fashion, the alcohol.
Well, we can see his hands everywhere for, you know, as we say, our hip-hop culture. And mm-hmm. I'm not putting a color on it. I'm talking about mm-hmm. our culture of hip-hop, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But hip-hop is relatively new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was, I wouldn't call him a pioneer, but he was definitely one of the... integral pieces of it for a very long time, and I think, you know, let's show that he was not working alone, and that honestly he was mocking the ways of his professors, his teachers, his handlers per se to keep others in line and such, and maybe we could use the information we gather from this, because you know this man, I think, would be wise to, you know, expose his teachings if they were going to make him look the fool,
mm-hmm.
or if he walks away from it. We can see that, you know, maybe the man's reach is, you know, it's pretty good, and people don't want to see him go down in order to save themselves. But either way, I don't think... I mean, I'll play a Diddy song. I don't mind his music. I've said that already. As an artist, you know...
You didn't like the flashy suits.
No, I mean, that's honest. I can tell you what a lot of artists look like, because I'm not really watching the videos. I can hear the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would love to see a lot of artists come through and, you know, perform for us out here. But, you know, that just doesn't really happen in Vancouver. But I'm not really a video guy. so they could walk right past me
and not even know it.
I wouldn't even know it. But as far as the sound goes, I mean, if Diddy's, you know, remixing hits of old that we have heard before, like he has a winning formula in
it. He does.
In his music. But
he does.
I mean, you know, he can't even lie. He, you know, he could rhyme a little bit. He's gotten better throughout the years. He's not the worst. I wouldn't call him the best, but he's not the worst.
No.
And you know, it's entertaining. But like I said, if the things they say he's done, they're rather despicable, and for anybody to do to anyone, especially to use it for them to further themselves, to imagine the amount of people that he's hurt physically and mentally is crazy. And to know that that's a learned thing, if it's put out that it's something he learned to do to others, especially in our community, you know, maybe that's what we should turn away from, and you know, enjoy your music and enjoy your art, but you know, maybe the fame is not really what we're looking for if that's where you gotta get, where you gotta be for it, right?
I completely agree, man. You know, these. He definitely has a winning formula as far as, you know, recreating or remixing songs, and he is very tenacious, from what I've seen and heard. I agree with you as far as, like, when I was younger, I used to love watching videos, but as I grew old, I stopped watching videos. I just listened to the music. You know,
the videos are crazy. Like this, my son was showing me this video the other day. He's like, "Hey, Dad, look at this video," and he was really digging the song, which is really stupid. But the song was like extremely stupid. But then he showed me the video, and it was like the shirtless brother. And there's a whole bunch of shirtless, skinny, hungry-looking brothers in the hood with their pants hanging down.
Oh, man.
All their drawers where they got underwears and then three pairs of shorts under their jeans. That's dragging. Yep. But I like to note they weren't wearing skinny jeans.
You
know? Congratulations on that. No more skinnies. And then on top of all, you know, the you know, the fact that they look hungry and their hair wasn't combed and, you know, no suit and tie, you know, doing a couple spins like the Temptations. Then they're dangling guns like Ja Morant, like holding it like with their thumb and their index finger.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, look at my gun, and you're holding it like what? Like, in what instance would you ever hold a strap like that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even understand why they do the foolishness they do, as dumb as it looks.
It is
so stupid. And I got to explain to my son, like, okay, you know, maybe it looks cool to you, right? But son, I mean, if you were going down that path, that's not what you want to do, son. You know, you don't want to expose. You're supposed to have a gun. Okay, and if you have a gun, you're supposed to have a license.
Uh-huh.
And when you get a license, they show you how to store it properly and when to use it and such and such. And they're just teaching stupidity these foolish styles. Like my son I got long hair, but my son is just, he just wants his hair like XXX Tentacion. Oh my god, he gotta have the locks in the front and the two colors hair, and he's just obsessed with the style these, you know, they're seeing and thinking.
Yeah,
you know, it's just, you know, it's just sad what they put out there for them to see. And then, you know, we wonder what's wrong with our kids or why our kids are going down these foolish paths. It's like,
ooh, yeah. We got a caller.
Right.
Who calling in? Yeah, yeah. Peace, who we got on the phone?
We got Tissy Miles.
Who that?
Who's that?
Tissy Miles, straight from out of Atlanta.
Okay, what's up, Atlanta? What's going on?
What's going on?
That's my boy, Titty Boy.
Peace, brother. How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Doing all right, man. Listen up, everybody here in this is Columbia, and everybody over here in Atlanta. What's up, brother? My family. What's up, sexless?
Okay. Yes. What's up, sexless man? What's happening? Thanks for the call, my brother. Reaching out to you in Atlanta and
ATL, baby.
Thank
a
you
lot
for
true love.
The show. Thanks for showing out, man. Thank you for the call in, brother.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody in Miami, Florida, Florida?
Yes, sir. What's up, Florida as well? What's up, Massive, all around the world? Thank you for calling in, brother, and we'll hear from you soon.
All right, man. All right.
All right, easy.
All right, peace.
Yes, sir. Reaching out to the world, people.
You know what time it is, baby. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back after these messages.
It's One Order in the building.
Hey, yo. Yeah. Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God. Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God. I'm surrounded by Gentiles, sinners. They work for the reptiles. The shit is wild. Wow. It's like X-Files. The shit is vile. Disgusting. I'm about to switch up my style. My shorty mad at me. What a catastrophe. It's still all hail King Selassie, your majesty. Certified street scholars. You know my faculty. We don't seek dollars, but deep knowledge our salary. Let's get it. I got a message for the Mandem.
What up?
Y'all like chopping, I like planting. My bars will fry you up like planting. My brother lights you up like a lantern. Hit him in the head, leave him pomegranate. That's for acting savage like Ashkenazis in caverns. Peace to the orphans in Uganda. Might adopt a few once I get my bands up. Yeah, I be a god, but I move like a mansa. Don't take nothing for granted. My mind's deeper than Atlantis. I'm so high with the stars and the planets.
Universe.
And yo, what I told the youth them?
Yo, what?
Stop all the shooting.
Yo, stop,
your mind, body, and soul, you're polluting. I had to cut off meat, dairy products, and the gluten.
Yo, cut that.
I feel like Bob Marley burning and looting.
R.I.P.
These rappers be absurd with delusion. Rasta and 5%, I be a fusion. Knowledge we consuming, we done with confusion.
Let's get it.
Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God. Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God.
A young vagabond raised up in Babylon. I travel on like Buju Banton. Walk like a champion. Action. Man, no time for no distractions. My laser focus keep me on levels y'all can't be on. All praises due to the most highs I carry on. Killing every idol, I murder your whole pantheon. Babylon is falling, the signs can't be wrong. In these last days and times, these rhymes and these songs reflect the current state of affairs now and beyond. Corrupt leaders leading the youth to self-destruct. Select few OGs left there to help them up. The rest and soul they sold and they coach out for a buck. That's why I stay away from them, cause I know the day coming when there's no escaping the truth. Wait for it, I wait for it, which of my nigga, cause I ain't going nowhere. Inshallah, real niggas never die.
Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta kick that? You know what I'm saying?
Treats me the same, treats you the same. Oh, treats me the same, but treats you the same. Oh, nobody.
Where the money at?
Oh, nobody. Yeah.
You know what? It's hella lonely at the top when you rich
without a girl. It's me against the world, but that's how my world twirl. So let that shit spin, cause I'm a player to the end. Sometimes you gotta make decisions, your woman or your friends. My friends come first, my females is secondary. The last girl I had was this badass secretary. Her name was Yvonne, that bitch thought she was the bomb. But I knew it wouldn't work, I never took her home to mom's. You know, having a ball, not giving my all. Holding hands down the hall at the Crenshaw Mall. She used to look at me and saw no flaws at all. We was close, she walked around my house in her drawers. But after all the good times, you know, comes the rain. I had to cut that bitch off for some shit I can't explain. I blamed it on the trip and she blamed it on my fame. I got Cupid looking stupid, but that's a part of the game.
The
wave your hands if you down with your man. I know them two kids you got wasn't part of the plan. But this world is a twist. If it ain't that, it's this. I like the kind of girl that tattoo niggas' names on their wrists. Tash on your tit, that's the kind of girl I need. After work, feeds her seeds and smokes a little weed. Low key, that's how my girl gon' be. But I ain't found her yet, and she ain't found me. So I'm looking for the sexy hoes that ain't cooking. Carl put me down with this bad boy from Brooklyn. But all I did was hit, no spark, no flame. I got Cupid looking stupid, but that's a part of the game.
The game's nothing to nobody.
Love or strike you like some lightning. Uh-huh. That's why I'm here to warn you. These girls in California, I'll take you to the cleaners if you let them put it on you.
What?
You know that little wifey deluxe that'll have your friends and family renting a tux. That's why you gotta keep it PI. So even if your buck stop, you got the type of girl that'll walk you to the bus stop. Whoa. True love, that's kinda hard to find when you rhyme. I'm 27 now and it's 1999, but I'ma find mine. Matter of fact, what's your name?
Trust in your heart.
That's a part of the game.
My TDE calls come from the top.
The one I speak directly to is top. New rappers trying legends for the notch. And every has-been's interviews are watched. Listen, Rayvon, be clear of your peers. Cause in a couple years it'd be musical chairs. We done seen niggas panic and show us they tears. Reminiscing over hits, but the money ain't there. Truth or dare, still get it for 18, I swear. Reasonable doubt and all my thoughts are cashmere. The paper cut the tips of my fingers like cashiers. I tell you stunt dummies, you welcome to crash here. Cocaine sticking to your gums like cables. If you don't like the chicken, you can leave like basil. This bet got batteries, we jump them like cables. The feds on scope, so feed.